Thank you so much to everyone that showed up to the survey results on Discord yesterday. It was really nice to go over them live so that I could have a better idea of how to be not so rambly in this audio. I'm working from home but in bed, so I love my bed. It's my favorite place. Anyway, so I want to go over some of the results for you and just talk about some action plan stuff that I'm going to be doing that I've already been doing and going to be doing for the rest of the year. Skipping over the demographics questions and starting at what device do you use? Most of you listen on smartphones, so I'm going to start listening to the quality of the audios on my phone as well. Typically, I just listen on my laptop, but I want to make sure that I'm providing you with the same experience that I expect you to receive. And I do want to recommend downloading the Patreon app if you haven't, because it does allow you to get notifications for one, and two, you can download the audios and listen in offline mode if you'd like. It's a quote unquote download, kind of like Spotify will allow downloads, but you don't actually get the file. But I mean, that's where I look at a lot of my posts and things like that. I check it every single day. So, most of you do listen on headphones. It's kind of an even-ish split for recreational headphones versus noise canceling. Although there were a lot of you that use noise canceling, I listen with both. I listen with my AirPods and I also listen with some wireless noise canceling headphones. So we should be okay there. When it comes to audio length, 40% of you said that any is fine, but another 23.3 and 15% said 15 to 20 minutes and 20 to 25 minutes. So I've already been trying to meet that 20-minute audio length this past month, and I'm going to try and do that this month as well. I believe I met that with the GameStop Girl audio, but I'm going to keep trying to do that so that you feel like it's a really good amount of audios. Most of you found me on Reddit, and some of you found me on the Hub. So thank you. This just goes to show that as much as you can upvote me and as much as you can like and view my audios on Hub, oh, it really helps me grow. So thank you. When I asked which view is your favorite, 43.3% of you said all of them. And then the next three, aggressive F sub did technically win with 18.3% of the selections, but right under that, tied at 16.7%, was gentle F Dom V and vanilla V. And throughout the survey, they switched a lot in what was the favorite. So, what this shows to me is that you all appreciate the approach that I take to audios, which is really to really do what I'm in the mood for and not get stuck in any sort of typecasted role. There may be roles that you find are your favorite that I perform, but seeing this, oh my goodness, my cat is trying to attack my feet right now. Seeing this distribution of the selections be so close in favorite stuff or being so close in favorites is really, really encouraging, and it means that I should continue to provide the variety that I do, which means that I should continue to provide the variety that I do. And that really means that I get more longevity out of this and I won't get bored. So thank you. I asked what your favorite thing about Patreon exclusives were, and you said my voice, so thanks. That was 36.7% of you. And then 15% of you said authenticity, and 11.7% of you said acting ability. So those were the top three. And that really makes me happy because the stronger that I get with my acting ability and ability to be authentic will just help. And hopefully, I sound the same, or at least I can flex my voice to be the same. I got a comment the other day about a cheerleading audio that I had made. Maybe, I don't know, a year or two ago. And I made a comment saying, this is an older audio. And one of the comments that is now not there anymore was like, well, how long ago was this? You sound really young. And I was like, well, wait a minute. The That's me just playing a role, okay? I can change how I sound, you know? Anyway, moving on to which exclusive audio is your favorite so far? 23.3% of you said Nympho Rumi comes home after a bad date. 20% of you said throat fucking your sister's best friend at the sleepover. And 20% of you said your daughter's best friend wants to be your favorite. Now, I was looking at this and some of the others that were in the top 5, 10 or so, and I couldn't really find a theme other than maybe general horniness. But also, I think with like throat fucking your best friend or your sister's best friend is like, I don't know. There's a level of comfort, I think, with that audio. The Nympho Rumi one was definitely like, let's get down and fuck. And so is the your daughter's best friend one. But then the next one is, the fourth one is wedding date with your nerdy tomboy BFF. So I don't know. Because then the next one is also everyday romance with your loving girlfriend. So I couldn't really find a theme. But I do love that, you know, some of the audios were even from last year and you still remember them. So thank you. I am trying to be not more predictable with the audios that I provide, but just I want to lean in a bit more to the things that you really, really enjoy, while still providing that variety, like I just discussed. Another thing that was also telling are the ones that just didn't get selected at all, which was only like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the audios, which I think is pretty great. Yeah, I think that's pretty great. So I'm gonna keep in mind what was within those audios that maybe was less compelling. I asked about safer work content and if you wanted that to be included in your exclusives, and 73.3% of you said that you wanted it to be an occasional bonus only. Now, I'm gonna come back to this because I also asked later on about safer work. And I also was shocked that one of my sa or two of my safer work audios were selected as favorites, including the MILF hoodie audio. 81.7% of you feel like you're getting a lot of value from your current exclusives, while 11.7% want more for your money. I think that that's totally fair. And 6% of you said that you would pay more for exclusives. So right after that, I asked about, you know, increasing prices, and which offering felt best. And 40% of you said to keep things as they are now. And then another 25% of you said that you would pay $20 for 3 Not Safer Work exclusives and 1 Safer Work exclusive. So going back to the occasional bonus only versus included in exclusives, I felt that the information was just a little bit conflicting. I think for now I'm just going to stick to the options that I have now. I think I might ask this a different way at the end of the year, but we'll see. Another eye-opening thing was when I asked you all to rank the perks that you have in order of importance. Patreon exclusives were number one, which was expected, but number two was early access to content. And I realized that I need to prioritize that a lot more. A lot of the time when I don't do early access, it's because I'm editing the audio minutes before I release it publicly. But I did hire another editor that is working on audios to keep in the chamber for me. I'm intentionally sending him audios that are only meant to be, you know, 2 months out, maybe even next year, just so that I have enough of a, I guess, a savings bank of audios so that I can give you that early access content. And there were a couple of questions about bonus audios and how important they were to you. Live recordings were less as important. So, when I went to The Quiet Place last time, I didn't do a live recording session. And I think that that's fine because I was able to do a lot of recording and get a good base together. So, I don't know if I'll actually be able to make it up there again just because work's kind of crazy, but I am prioritizing getting at least two audios in on my work from home days so that I can try and build that bank of audios. I asked you to rank sex acts, and I need to do this again because I feel like I could do an entire survey on just sex acts. But the usual suspects are there: oral, throw fucking, doggy style, riding you, the good faves. Kissing was higher than missionary, which was interesting to me. So I'm gonna try and make a few more kissing audios or just like incorporate kissing a bit more since you like being kissed so much. 95% of you said that after exclusives are a year old, I can post them publicly, which thank you. In terms of building a bank of audios and being able to prioritize exclusives for you, being able to post older exclusives publicly frees up my time to continue providing you exclusives and, eventual more early access content. In the hierarchy of recording that I do, exclusives always come first. Always, hands down. I will avoid posting publicly just to make sure that I can provide exclusives. However, that does hurt me because, people cancel and all of the things, so I'm trying to find a balance. You like voting for audio concepts as well as tags? That's what 70% of you said. 43.3% of you want me to do public collabs. 65% of you love the movie nights. There was some feedback about the time frames being weird, so I am trying to do different schedules of streaming, but we'll see. 43.3% of you love Discord, with another 30% saying it's decent. Most of the comments were about how some of you just don't use Discord, and I think that that's okay. The thing is that I don't know. I think Discord is good for audio alerts and things like that, and just the overall atmosphere. But I know that getting into too many servers can get really overwhelming really fast, so just a thought. I asked about audio alerts and pings because I get really shy about it. 36.7% of you said that you wanted every audio all the time, paid or not, on all platforms to be pinged. 30% of you said to keep doing it as I've been doing it for public audios only. 21% said that you wanted a ping for your subscribers only. So I'm gonna try and balance that. I haven't been posting my fan site stuff just because I get worried that people are like, well, what the fuck? But I also did make a video about the difference between Patreon and the fan site, and it is on the Beacon channel in Discord. So make sure you check that out. I think I'm also gonna list that in the Where to Find V channel, just so that you get a better idea of what you're getting. I asked about improving the Discord experience. I asked about Throne. That's the wish list platform that I use. And most of you, 56.7%, said that you liked Discord alerts for that, or the Discord channel. However, 10% of you said Throne sucks, I don't like seeing it, which totally fair. 95% of you said that you enjoy the animations when I upload them to Patreon, and that was also surprising because I don't really get a lot of likes on those posts. And so, yeah, I don't know. I asked about size mentions. 48.3% of you said that you like it sometimes, so that, gives me a bit more wiggle room. When I talked about small cock mentions, 45% of you said that you don't mind it, but you'd rather not. Again, fair. I asked about live streams with toy control, and 41.7% of you said that it was nice and you'd try to catch one, which was kind of the middle of the road. Well, maybe not middle of the road, but it was not the enthusiastic yes that I was looking for to try and prioritize that, because the enthusiastic yes was only 18.3%. But when I asked about doing video game streams, 47.5% of you said still that, I'll try and catch one, but But 27.1% of you said yes, you will be there every single stream. So I did get a PNG tuber that you all hopefully saw that I posted a couple of days ago. I am interested in doing occasional streaming. I don't think that that's ever going to be a thing that is a staple to what I do. I mean, I might eat my words in a year or so, but just with the limited time that I have, it's difficult for me to prioritize streaming, but that's okay. Maybe it's a once a month thing that I schedule and we all hang out and it's really cool, or something like that, but we'll see. I asked how often you'd like to take the survey, and 40, excuse me, and 55% of you said quarterly. I think that's a good cadence. I may not do it every quarter, but I might if I can get it sort of in a system, in a sense. I asked a little bit about Mind the Tags, but I'm going to leave that alone because Patreon. And then I did ask for some of the things that you'd like to see, and a lot of you had really nice things to say, which thank you. There was a call for a series, a couple sequel requests, and to keep doing tomboys. But the biggest thing was to provide a series. So I think I'm gonna try and do some of that maybe next month. We'll see. I've had a series idea that I've been playing around with in my mind about a roommate who is not necessarily a delinquent, but is relying on her roommate for a lot because she can't really keep a job. But she's not like a bad worker or anything. She's just kind of, and they like to game together and she borrows his things and so many things. I have the three parts in my head, but I haven't really written them out too much. So maybe I'll, once I can get ahead this week with the next two exclusives, I'll probably make some headway on that series and see if I can. I don't know if it'll be every month, but I'll try to at least get part one done. Okay, well, I'm gonna try and recap this in the post, and I've already reached out to two people who have filled out this survey for something extra special. So make sure you check your Discord DMs. Thank you so much for filling it out. I know that it was probably not the highest priority, but it really, really helps me and it makes me feel more confident in what I'm providing you all, so I can be encouraged when I sit down at the mic to just do the work. Thank you.